All right, so we are here with Raphael at GDC, and I'm behind the camera today because I got no one else holding it. So we are here at the GDC Play Hall.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And this is where the independent games are showcased.
That's correct.
All right. So I found this game and I thought it was pretty interesting. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your company, and what this game is.
All right. My name is Raphael Malle. I am the lead game designer for this game. This is our first major IP. It's been in development about 6 months, so this is kind of like a baby alpha, very, very early stage of the game. And
what's the name of the game?
Champions of Odin.
Okay.
There you go.
And so when you say you're the lead designer,
yes.
Aren't you the only designer?
I'm the only designer.
I do know you're a single person.
Yes, that's right. I do all the code, I do a lot of the animating, I do a lot of the art as well. I have an artist that I've been outsourcing to, but it's really been a one-man show so far.
So how did you find the artist?
How did I find the artist?
Yeah.
I actually worked on a project like years ago with him and just kind of reconnected when I was working on this.
And how is he part-time or is he just help sometimes?
It's kind of whenever I need something, I just will shoot him an email and just ask. Yeah.
And you pay by the project?
Yeah, some money.
Because I know game developers have an issue with finding a designer.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to see where you found yours.
Yeah, well, he'll design art. I'm the actual designer of the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the little artwork that you need help
exactly.
with.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yes.
So how are you, how did you build this game?
This is built on Unity. Right now it's coming for Xbox One and we just got greenlit on Steam. So it's going to be on PC and Mac as well.
So when you put it on Xbox One, was that the intention to put it on that platform?
I really wanted to do a title, specifically for the controls. It's really how I was envisioning it. So I pitched it to them, it went well, they liked it, and I thought it would be a no-brainer to pitch it to Steam as well, too.
So how do you pitch it to Xbox?
I'm a member of the ID at Xbox program, and they basically have a pretty streamlined application. You submit your information from your studio, and you either get accepted into the program or not, and when you're accepted into the program, you can just send them demos. And it's kind of like if they like it, you're in. If they don't, you don't.
So you had a game, you developed it, and then you pitched it to them?
Yeah, I worked on it for probably about 4 months, the demo. It was basically just a level that showcased a lot of the fighting and the actual game mechanics. That's what I pitched to them. This is the first iteration of the story.
Okay.
That's what we're showcasing here. So this is all brand new stuff for the story.
Okay. So how long is the story currently?
Currently, it's about 4 minutes.
Okay.
but it's a really solid 4 minutes.
So you're here to showcase this game.
Correct.
So what can happen? So people just go download it or help you finish it or what?
Well, the reason I'm here at GDC is because I'm looking for a publisher. Uh-huh. I just wanted to show. Basically, every time I'm pitching the game, I'm always showing just fighting levels, and I want to show that it's really story-driven as well. Because I've gotten a few articles, and it talks about the story, but there's really nothing in terms of YouTube videos that I've showed, so I wanted to just really get this part of it out there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So before we dive into the story of the game and how it works, let's get a little bit more into Raphael, the game designer, creator.
That's right.
So what's the name of your company?
Hybris Studios.
Where did you come up with that name?
You know, I came up with that a long time ago. I was really into Greek mythology, and that's actually a goddess in Greek mythology.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long have you had this company now?
Roughly 3 years.
So did you study game design at school? Or?
Very briefly. I went to Full Sail for 2 months. And I actually dropped out and started my own company.
Hey, there's a lot of successful dropouts,
yeah,
so no judgment.
Yeah,
it just wasn't your thing to go to school?
I just noticed when I was there, I just really wanted to do it myself. You know, I could just feel it. I don't know.
So then you dropped out, and what happened? You just went home and just said?
I basically just went home and worked on it for 3 years.
You had this idea, though?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. This was originally, years ago. I made a demo for this was actually a first-person MOBA. But it was really hard to get it done. I had engineers kind of dropping out all the time. So I decided to just take what I had and just make it into a different genre.
So you had engineers working on this mobile game?
Yeah, and I actually started again with different engineers years later.
Okay.
And everyone is too ambitious, this and that. So I wanted to just work on something I knew I could get done.
They said this was too ambitious.
Yeah, because originally the original design was for a MOBA.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm sorry, what's a MOBA?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like a Dota 2.
Okay.
Arena online game.
All right. Okay. So, but it's not that anymore.
No, now it's I like to summarize it by saying Skyrim meets Diablo 3 or Dark Souls.
Okay.
So it's first person role playing game, story, combat.
So how long have you worked on this game now?
About 6 months.
Oh, that's not too long.
Yeah, it's super like baby alpha stage, very early in development.
All right, cool. Yeah. And then so the designing, what are you doing to get the animations?
I do a lot of the animations myself. I use Maya. Uh-huh. A lot of the characters I will outsource to my artist is also an animator.
Okay.
So yeah, anything if I get just have too much to do, he helps me out with that.
So in Unity, you can port to other platforms. Are you planning on doing that?
Or? Yeah, yep. It's very easy to publish on a lot of different platforms.
Okay.
So basically, this demo is the same thing that I'm gonna release on Steam.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're gonna be doing early access as well on Steam.
All right. Yeah. Let's dive into the game and what it is and how it works.
Okay.
Tell me the story.
All right. So you're starting off in the cabin. And you basically have to read a little letter from your sweetheart.
Sweetheart, I planned a fun day for us. All you have to do
Did you write that letter?
Me.
I did. I wrote the riddle and everything.
For you.
You can tell I drew the heart because it's just very like asymmetrical heart.
It looks like discover something fun to do.
Someone drew that heart.
All right. Now you should have to go find her.
So what is this character? Is he a...
Yeah, so this is... It's called Champions of Odin. So you're going to be able to pick from a variety of characters.
Okay.
You'll have like your fighter... Maybe an archer I have planned, a druid. So this is the magician. The reason it has two different colors hands because it's fire and ice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, looks really nice.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Keep it moving.
So you designed this game in mind to have it on Xbox for the controls and all that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But so when you move it over to the PC?
Yep. It already has controller support.
Okay.
But it works really well with a mouse too, keyboard and mouse.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's about to get real.
Oh.
It's about to get real.
Your girl. Wow.
Yeah.
You have a lot going on. Oh no.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on
here. Sire! Show no mercy! Kill him!
Oh, is that a Birdman?
It's a Birdman.
Can you upgrade to other powers or?
Yeah, it's gonna have your traditional RPG leveling, but I want it to be a little bit more streamlined. I don't want it to be super gritty with trees and stuff like that. Basically, it'll be more similar to like a Diablo where you have your spells that you can pick and everything's based on cooldowns.
So when someone's starting out and they want to be a game developer, they want to make their own game, what's some advice you can give them?
All right. The biggest thing is don't give up because it's really hard and you really have to love it because it gets really difficult. Making a game is extremely difficult. Just start working on a project. Your first project is not going to be good. Just fail. Keep going. Do like two or three, however many, and just don't give up. Just keep going.
So instead of going to work for a big company that makes games, you want to do your own thing? Can you elaborate more on why?
Well, I just really want to work on my own ideas. Like, there's nothing wrong with going to a big company because you get paid money to work on video games. It's great. But I just wanted to have everything, all my ideas, I wanted to just be able to come to life. That's why I like making games, you know?
And then how's the ID at Xbox experience been? Are they
absolutely
super
perfect? Like,
how do they help?
They help because, okay, for example, if you get in, you get two free dev kits. Like, it's never been like that ever before. So everything is just super streamlined. Like I just said, you apply to get in the program, you pitch them a demo. If they like it, great. If they don't, keep, you know, the first thing that I pitched them wasn't ready, and they just said, to keep working on it. They like
they
it.
They saw potential. And
yeah, they saw yeah. potential. So they're just really cool people who you know will you'll be in contact with, and the whole program's just been nothing but a pleasure so far. Yeah.
Awesome. So we can't ask when this will be released because
it's
I hear
super
that's a really
early.
Bad thing to
yeah,
ask too.
Yeah,
never...
I'm planning on 18 months right now. Out,
okay,
but. I don't like to give solid answers with that because it is yeah. super early.
All
but
right.
I'm working on it all the time.
And how's GDC been? Is this your first time?
Yeah, it's my first time. I love it. It's been great. It's been
so
great.
So you just have meetings in this little station here to show
yeah,
off the game?
Yeah, little meetings in my station. It's been going great.
Have you been going to any of the what do they call the presentation stuff, sessions?
You know, I haven't hit any of the sessions.
Okay, so I've those are been, like just... If you, yeah. like no one, I've heard nobody really goes to those.
Yeah,
like,
I don't. I wasn't super interested.
You can watch those later.
Yeah, you
like
can.
They, recorded, all, yeah.
they put them online.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. So oh, that's my. It. Any last words?
All right. Well, just keep an eye on the game. It's going to be in development on Steam and Xbox One, and just keep checking it out. It's going to keep getting better and better, and hopefully you like it.
All right. Thank you, Raphael.
Thank you.